The Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode, The Visiting of Sacred Lands. Yes, Alhamdulillah, recently we also visited the Mount Sinai, or as it's known as also here, Jibril Musa. Dear viewers, we began speaking about the life of this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, today we shall continue with the story, the life of this great Prophet, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam.
A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Undoubtedly, there are many virtues in sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He himself states, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Adorn your gatherings by sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? For indeed your reciting salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this shall be noor for you on the day of judgment. But dear viewers, please make it a practice of yours to regularly recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We previously heard, you know, we left it on a little cliffhanger, as you would call it, where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this child of the approximate age of 4 years, my dear viewers, yes, only 4 years. What does he do? Fir'aun, happily, he keeps him in his lap. He shows his love for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He passes on to the ministers. They also express their love and kindness and fondness of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then after passing through all of the ministers, he returns to Fir'aun. And what does he do to Fir'aun? He pulls his beard and he slaps him across the face. Now, dear viewers, this individual who he has slapped, Fir'aun, yes, Fir'aun, my dear viewers. Now, there were many pharaohs, as we've heard, you know, from the Amalekites, there were many pharaohs. But this pharaoh was the worst of them all. This pharaoh was, as you would say, heartless, a person who he didn't care about anything, although it is mentioned, yes, that he developed a fondness for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But when he is slapped across the face, it's as if he, you know, his senses came back to him. Adib, he was Allah Akbar. Yes. But how did Fir'aun react? Immediately all the ministers were sitting there. And the ministers, they said to Fir'aun, you know, the time had passed when they were feeling threatened, when they were worried, when they were anxious that this threat is going to overthrow Fir'aun, is going to overthrow his kingdom, is going to destroy his people. The threat had diminished. But now, that anxiety, that worry, it had all immediately returned. The ministers of Fir'aun had said to him, that, oh Fir'aun, do you not think that this is that child about whom we have heard shall be the cause for your destruction? He had slapped him in front of all of his ministers. He must feel embarrassed, and in order to show his manliness, he must do something about this. What does he do? This is Fir'aun. He orders the killing of this four-year-old child. He orders the killing of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he orders the killing of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately word spreads. Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she hears of this. A motherly figure, she rushes towards Fir'aun, towards the ministers, towards Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this child of four. And it says she takes hold of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and she says to Fir'aun that, are you serious? What I am hearing, is it correct? Fir'aun says, do you not know that he slapped me across the face, what he has done? She says, he's only a child. He's only a child. If you don't believe he's a child, then test him. Put him to a test. Fir'aun says, how shall I test him? So she tells him how. And they test this child of 4 years old. The viewers of Madani channel, honestly, this story is so beautiful. Inshallah, you'll really enjoy it. He said that a plate or some sort of platter is brought. And they place gold on the platter, gold, and similarly coal. But this coal, it is burnt from the top. It is burnt from the top. Now, gold is something which is worth a lot. Coal, it is worth nothing. But when coal is burnt, then it gives it the shine, it gives it the sparkle. A child, if he was to have the two in front of his face, then he'll choose the coal. But an intelligent person, an intellectual person, he knows the worth of the gold, so he would go for the gold. So this was a test. Is this a normal child? Or is this that prophet who will cause the destruction of Fir'aun? This was the test. So this is brought in front of him. Placed in front of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Honestly, I can just imagine Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his platter being placed in front of him. Allahu Akbar. So it's brought before Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the gold on one side, the coal on the other side. And they, you know, everybody's watching, they're waiting for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make his move. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he brings his hand forward. But he doesn't go for the coal, he goes for the gold. Yes, now an ordinary child would go for the coal. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes for the gold. And he said that then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down to the earth and tells Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In other narrations it's mentioned that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam moves his hand away from the gold, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then takes the coal and, like a child would do, brings the coal to his mouth. And for this reason, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had the lisp, as he would say. He had a speech impediment. Why was this? This was because he had placed the fiery, the hot coal close to his mouth. And later on in his life, and these are verses you would have heard, Rabbi shrah li sadri, Ya Allah, expand my chest. Wa yassir li amri, make my affairs easy for me. And this impediment which I have, this limitation which I have, Ya Allah, remove this, make it easy for me. Why? Yafqahu qawli, so that the people may understand my speech more clearly, more easily. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was affected by this until he made this dua and then he was cured. And he said that if anybody does have such a problem with speaking, then they should regularly recite this. And inshallah azzajal, this shall be of benefit. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going to go for the goal, but subhanAllah, he was saved, my dear viewers. And this is the beauty of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really. A beautiful lesson to learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his prophets, as he did here with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this situation, this time, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was at the tender age of 4. Now it then moves forward. If we look into the seerah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he moves forward to approximately 20 years later. So as to what happened between that time, what we are aware of is that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up by the Fir'aun. He was continued to be honored and respected by the people, by the ministers of Fir'aun. Fir'aun himself possessed a liking for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But then historians, when they mention the biography of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they forward 20 or so years. So he said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was at the age of 23 approximately, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would then spend time with the Banu Israel. We've explained what the Banu Israel are. They are the children of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Musa was also from them. So it said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would regularly go to them. He would regularly speak to them. And that one day when he went to them, they were complaining. I mentioned early in the life of Fir'aun as to how intelligent he was in that the way he kept people suppressed, the way he suppressed the people. He had divided the people. He had given different people, different tribes, different jobs. And the Banu Israel, to keep them busy, to keep them suppressed, he gave them amongst the most difficult of jobs. For them to transport and to move huge boulders, huge rocks. And he said, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to the Banu Israel. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks to them. And he says to them, how long have you been suffering? How long has it been that you have been in this situation? And they say to him that it's been a very long time, possibly as far as they could remember. It's been an extremely long time, we've always been like this. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to save you from this? Would you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They were amazed at the words of this young man. They were amazed. You know, what sort of words is he saying? But they were believers, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is this ever going to happen? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, yes, indeed, inshallah, it shall happen. And it said, my dear viewers, the scholars state that the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even before they're given the revelation itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows them with hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows them with wisdom. So although Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as of yet, at this time, he was not given the Torah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not given him any revelation. But yet, he was speaking such words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him wisdom. And this is why he would speak such. And he said that this was the same time that he began to distance himself from Fir'aun. Because he understood that Fir'aun was wrong. And the actions he performed were wrong. And in terms of the description of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it stated that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that they were tall, they were quite big. And they were wheat colored. Their skin was wheat colored, meaning it was a light color, a beautiful light. Undoubtedly, they were handsome, it has been stated. And the Banu Israel, they say that because Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asks, is there anything written in your books? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam says, in your books, is there anything written about this? And they say, yes, there is something written. And they say that it's mentioned that a man shall come and he shall save us. And the description of this man meets your description. Meaning they're saying to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam that you're a strange young man. You're asking such questions which are not ordinary. And if we were to look at your features and those within our scriptures, that one individual who shall be our savior, he who shall save us from Fir'aun, there are some similarities. They don't say it's you, but they say there are some similarities. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that the people, they say to him that, oh Musa, you are very close to Fir'aun. You have a rank, you have respect in the eyes of Fir'aun. Why don't you ask Fir'aun to make things easy for us? Give us a month or two off. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that, are you not aware that this is retribution for your sins? And they say, yes, we are aware. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam comforts them and says, do not worry, the time will come, inshallah. And he said that amongst these people, there was a young man who had knowledge of the scriptures, who had knowledge of the books. And this young man, he says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he says, I wish to tell you something, but I am afraid. He says, I wish to tell you something, to give you some information, but I'm afraid, I'm not sure if I'm able to tell you or not. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam swears him and promises him that whatever you wish to tell me, no problem, you tell me. I won't share this with anybody, you don't need to worry. He takes Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to a side and he says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that indeed, those signs which we have seen of a coming prophet, O Musa, he says, this is you. This person, he's saying to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is in actual fact referring to you. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that indeed I possess love for you, I possess love for your people. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, this is what shall take place. And then moving in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, up until Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reaches the age of 30. And this is where he initially begins to act upon this change of his. He understands that Fir'aun is doing wrong. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now begins to change things. He begins to abandon those things which the people would perform. He would chastise them for such. He would criticize them for such. He would tell them not to perform kufr. He would tell them, do not worship Fir'aun. Fir'aun is not your God. Fir'aun is not a Lord, no. Fir'aun is also from the creation. He would tell people to respect each other, to honor each other, to respect their neighbors, and he would stop them and tell them off from performing sins, from performing wrongdoings. It said that this news also reached Fir'aun. This news also reached Fir'aun. That these are the things that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. You know, you need to do something about this. And Fir'aun says that you cannot harm Musa, that you cannot harm him. And he said that people, they gain this enmity towards Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the Coptics. Remember, there was a two, there was a Banu Israel, and there were also the Coptics. So this was the Coptics who possess this animosity now for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so, it said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would hardly go to those people. He would hardly go to visit them. And then one day, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he came across two people. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes across them and he sees what they are doing. These two people are fighting. He sees this is a Coptic and this is also a person from the Banu Israel. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is of the same faith as those from the Banu Israel. So he goes, he tries to ask what's a good action is to stop any fight. This is something which has always been considered a good action. If somebody is doing wrong for you, to stop it. This is a duty of each and every single one of us. So naturally, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also does the same. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tries to stop it. Now when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tries to stop it, the Coptic, he feels threatened. So it's as if he's about to fight with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gives him a slap. But my dear viewers, this is not the slap of an ordinary individual. This is the slap of the great Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That individual about whom it is mentioned that he was given the strength of 30 or even 40 people. So one thing is for you to slap somebody. You could just imagine the strength, the power. But imagine the strength of 30 or 40 times that. This was the strength of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam slapped him, it said that this person, he died. Yes, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam slapped him and he died. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not intend to kill this person. He just intended to put this person in his place. And this is why in the Quran we see that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately he states that this action, the shaitan has a part in this. The killing of this individual, the shaitan has a part in this. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he has now killed a person. But again, he has not killed an ordinary person, he's now killed a Coptic. He's killed a Coptic. So now there's two problems. This one, personally, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has just killed somebody. Killing is haram. Killing is something which has always been a haram and is considered wrong in every single religion. So immediately Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. This was one problem. The second was that this person is a Coptic and Fir'aun, this person is from Fir'aun's people. And nobody other than Fir'aun himself was allowed to kill anybody. So what did Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam do? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's worried, he's just killed somebody. He's shocked, amazed. Firstly, he feels bad that he's killed somebody. And then, what may happen to him? The people, they will come to Fir'aun and they will request revenge, a life for a life. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he then moves away. He then moves away. But because there was only those two individuals, news does not immediately spread. Nobody knows that it was Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam killing that person. The people only know that a Coptic has died. But there was one individual, there was a person Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saved. He was right there, he saw this happen. So how did news actually spread? There's a few narrations, that it's beautiful how it works. It said that the second day, the next same day, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes, he sees the same person from the Banu Israel, that again he is fighting and he's fighting with another Coptic. Allahu Akbar, this person is a troublemaker. He's a trouble causer. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that you are a person who is misguided. I only saved you yesterday and now you're fighting again. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to this person to tell this person off. Because it is this same person from the Banu Israel who is causing trouble again. And he said that when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes close, then this person, he becomes afraid. He becomes afraid. And he says, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, are you going to kill me like you killed that Coptic yesterday? Now when he says these words, this other Coptic is listening. Immediately this Coptic, he runs to Fir'aun. He rushes to tell Fir'aun about the story that the person who we've been searching for, the culprit, the person who killed the Coptic from yesterday, it was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Fir'aun hears of this, he calls the people to search for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to bring him to his court. And it's said that there is a person, and in the glorious Quran this person is also mentioned. About this person is mentioned that a person from a faraway land, he rushes to find Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he tells Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Musa, Fir'aun has found out that it's you, and the people, they wish to take revenge. So he says, O Musa, you must quickly go away from here. You must quickly go away from here. So for Fir'aun, he has sent his people out to come and capture you. And so Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what does he do? Does he really escape? Is he caught by the army of Fir'aun, by the people of Fir'aun? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, to find out more about the life of this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll have to join us for our next episode. Sallu alil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The Prophet of Allah Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah Musa alayhi salam.